He grinned, swirled the amber liquid in the tumbler in his hand. Just seeing a client out, actually.
Sure.
There was a moment's pause. Stephen sensed some discomfort. Everything all right?
Yeah, it's a work thing,
she said reluctantly. Oh, and here was me thinking you wanted to go out for a drink and a bite to eat or something.
We could do that. My date last night was a disaster anyway.
He was genuinely sad for her. This last guy had seemed like a decent sort. What happened?
Fucking married. Freaking married.
Heinz barked a sound of disgust. Scumbag.
Why do I get all the douchebags, Steve?
It's not you. Pretty much everyone is a douchebag. You notice because you're one of the few who isn't. The year is 31 AD. It is 5 years into the Judean governorship of Pontius Pilate, and the province ever stands on the edge of a knife. The Jewish religious leaders, the Sanhedrin, use their patronage with the emperor to vent the slightest grievance, and the people themselves burn with a hatred for Rome. Pilate's only military forces are Samaritan auxiliaries, little more than an undisciplined mob that abuse and torment the populace. The emperor Tiberius finally relents and assigns to Judea a single cohort of legionaries to restore order. Pilate tasks his old friend, Centurion Artorius, to command the first Italic cohort. Though sent to leave the Rhine and the 20th Legion after 16 years, Artorius relishes the chance for adventure in the East. With him will be some old friends, Magnus, Praxis, Valens, and Justus Longinus. In the scorching desert, they will encounter bandits, a mad king, his evil seductress stepdaughter, numerous messianic prophets, and unreliable allies, all underscored by the beginning of a zealot rebellion. To her surprise, Maria was beginning to grow attached to the wondrous new land she had found herself in. She missed her herd back home, of course. She also missed the sweet taste of the bluegrass in the valley where she was raised. But she liked walking around and leaving hoofprints in the freshly fallen snow. She liked gazing at the tall tower that rose up from behind the castle walls and imagining what magnificent view it offered out onto the kingdom grounds. But most of all, she liked her new friend. One day she asked the White Knight whether he might allow her to climb the tower to see if she could spot her homeland off in the distance.
"Well, Maria," the knight responded with slight hesitation. "You see, the staircase leading up to the tower is very narrow, and I'm not sure that a four-legged cow like yourself would be capable of making the trip up."
"Never say never,"
proclaimed Maria, as she instantly stood upright on her hind legs and began marching toward the castle gates.